We're not immune to these things that people have overseas that we don't have yet. As someone said before, that you know, there was 50 incursions into Australia last year of exotic pests and diseases, which is a lot. And
it's one a week.
Yeah, it is one a week, and it's, you don't hear about those things unless you come to a day like today and can listen to what those sort of people have to say.
How does that flow onto your farm?
Well, it really highlights to me the fact that there's a lot of things that I really should be doing that we're probably not. And I could say that that goes for a lot of other growers in the industry as well. I don't think we take quarantine as seriously as what we should be. I'd go home and look at implementing a few things, maybe trying to control traffic into and out of our farm a bit more, and maybe implementing a bit of training to our workers as far as biosecurity goes, yes.
What about the industry's reliance on the Cavendish variety? Australians know and love the Cavendish, but we've heard that your industry's reliance on it does make you more vulnerable to an incursion of something devastating like Panama 4. Are you willing to give these other new varieties that are being trialled a go on your farm?
I think the other varieties, they're interesting for us to look at, but I think there's still a lot of research that needs to be put into them. And then there's also, are they good from a marketing point of view? I don't think that anyone's really looked too far into that yet. You know, there's no point in us growing these new varieties if no one wants to eat them.
So you can't see the Hom Thong Moko becoming a household name in Australia?
I'd like to try one myself before I would said anything or put any notes down, or, you know, before I tell other people, oh, we're growing this, you should try it. So I'd like to actually eat one myself first.
So stick to plan A?
Try our best to keep it out of our growing area, keep Panama away from North Queensland.
Len Collins, I'm a banana farmer in Tully, and we're developing a new one in Lakeland now. Race 4, especially in Tully, where the area becomes all flooded and there's plenty of soil movement, any Race 4 in Tully at all has the potential to wipe out the whole area.
It really has been one of the prevailing themes of the National Banana Roadshow, disease prevention, biosecurity issues. How seriously is it taken by individual banana operations in the region?
There is some being done. There's always room for more. I think that one of the big threats is we must keep it out of the whole area, because once it moves into the area, I don't think we'll be stopping it because of the soil movement issues. I mean, when we talk about Central America or the Philippines, they're all cableways picking. We're here in Australia, except for one farm, we're all picking on trailers. They're moving through every paddock, the soil on it, and there's no way it can be stopped, especially in the Tully area and a lot of the Johnson area, where floods virtually every year, sometimes several, and those waters are moving all through from one farm to the other. So I think we need a focus on keeping it out of the out of North Queensland. And it's all very well to have the regulations saying you can't bring stuff into Queensland from the Northern Territory, but we must have enforcement as well.
A lot of the research that's been presented to growers today has talked about the trials that go to the issue of Plan B. What if the worst does happen? Are you reassured that there is work being done on that front as well?
I think we need to be specific in that area for Race 4. I'm actually not in favour of developing a lot of varieties just for market differentiation. I've seen what it does in some other industries where they've got 20 varieties in a supermarket shelves, and I think it takes away from the product. I think we need to make sure that we're developing these varieties and for disease resistance that is marketable fruit, and not just another variety to go on the shelf.
So the Cavendish will remain king for the time being in your eyes?
Yes, Cavendish is king in the world over, in all the Western world. People, for their palate, seem to like the Cavendish, and there's been many other varieties tried and they just haven't taken off.
And Len Collins, just on behalf of every Australian banana eater, how are the bananas looking at the moment?
Our bananas are looking very well. We've had a very cold winter. And long winter, it's the coldest and longest for many years. Supply is still in good quantities. We're still supplying over 400,000 to the market. It's a bit less than what we thought it would be at this stage, but I believe there'll be a lot of fruit to come onto the market between now and Christmas, starting in probably 3 or 4 weeks' time.
When it does ramp back up to normal production levels, is that sustainable?
600,000 is not sustainable for the industry. The prices we get at the 600,000 are not payable, and the industry cannot sustain that. Consumers want good environmental outcomes on farms and everything like that. Farmers must make a profit to have good environmental outcomes and good other outcomes. If we have consistent numbers around 600,000, many growers will end up going broke.
I'm Kate Rolfe, and my husband and I have a small plantation of around 60 acres of bananas at Mina Creek. Basically, the need for us to step up some quarantine procedures. We are quite careful where we source our plants from. Most of it sourced from on-farm, but we do get some tissue culture as well. But mainly having people coming onto the farm, and we don't have a strict quarantine procedure in place there. So that will be something that we will definitely be looking into for the future.
I'm picking that up from quite a few of the other banana growers as well. Do you think maybe the North Queensland public will have to start getting used to the fact that it's not okay to just wander onto any old banana farm anymore?
Yeah, and that will be difficult, especially in this area. We have a lot of people that go throughout the different farms, pig hunting and things like that. So it's just going to mean a lot for us to get a lot more serious about signage and, policing it a bit more, I think, and just making sure that there's steps available and things in place that people can, take upon themselves as they're going onto a property or whatever to make sure that they're not carrying anything with them.